All right, so you wanted a deep dive on Jesus and fasting, huh? Well, buckle up. We've got scripture, we've got history, we've got context. Let's unpack it all.
Yeah, we're going deep on this one, really trying to understand not just what the Bible says, but what these practices tell us about Jesus, about his ministry, and even about how early Christians lived their faith.
Okay, so let's jump right in. I mean, right off the bat, you've got this really stark image, right? Jesus in the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and nights. It's right there in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4. 40 days. That's not giving up coffee for a week. That's
Yeah,
serious.
talk about commitment. And that number, 40. I mean, it's not random. You see it all over the Bible, right? The flood, 40 days. Moses on Mount Sinai, 40 days. Israelites wandering the desert, 40 years. It's like this marker of testing, transformation,
So you're
preparation.
saying Jesus is out there battling temptation, fasting, like some kind of spiritual boot camp before he starts his ministry.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. He's about to take on the religious establishment, the Roman Empire. He's got to be ready. And I think there's a lesson in there for all of us, right? How often do we just kind of rush into
Yeah, no
things?
preparation, just jump right in.
And sometimes it works out, but think about the times we really prepared for something, like a big presentation at work, a marathon, even just a tough conversation you need to have. You step back, you get focused.
You practice, you get your head in the game.
Right. It might not be fasting, literally, but it's that same idea of getting ready, intentional preparation.
Okay, so Jesus walks the walk, but he also talks the talk, right? He teaches about fasting. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, he lays it out, how to fast. And it's all about keeping it real, not for show, but for your heart, your connection with God.
No selfies with your empty plate, right? Like he's cutting right through all that.
Yeah.
Outward piety to the core of what really matters. It's about humility, about a genuine relationship with God, right? Not about showing off.
Same there. Genuine spirituality, not just going through the motions. But then, a little later on in Matthew chapter 9, there's this kind of confusing scene, right? The Pharisees come up to Jesus all like, "Hey, why are your disciples fasting? Our guys are, John the Baptist's disciples are, what gives?"
Yeah, the Pharisees always trying to find a loophole. But Jesus shuts them down with his awesome analogy, remember? The wedding feast.
Right. He's like, "Look, you don't mourn at a wedding, do you? You celebrate. My presence is a time for joy." But, he gets a little cryptic, "The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away. Then they will fast."
Oh man, talk about foreshadowing.
Heavy stuff. So, like, being with Jesus, that's the feast, the celebration. But there's this hint of something tougher to come. And this whole idea of fasting being tied to specific times, specific situations, it comes up again in Mark chapter 2 and Luke chapter 5. This time, Jesus is talking about new wine and old wineskins.
And it's the same message, really, I think. He's like, this is something new, something radical. The old ways, the old rules, they don't always apply anymore. You can't just pour new wine into old, brittle wineskins. It bursts,
You
right?
need a new container, a new way of thinking, a new way of relating to God.
Precisely.
But then you've got those times when fasting is called for, like in Matthew chapter 17. You've got the disciples trying to heal this boy. They can't do it, right? And Jesus is like, "This is about your lack of faith." And he even suggests maybe fasting could have helped.
Whoa, that's a powerful connection. Like fasting unlocks some level of faith, of spiritual power. It almost makes you wonder,
Yeah.
what are we missing out on? What could we achieve if we tapped into
It's
that?
pretty mind-blowing, right? And I think it's important to remember, Jesus didn't invent fasting, right? It's deeply rooted in Jewish tradition.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the Old Testament, you've got Moses, David, Esther. Fasting is a constant. It's about humility, repentance, seeking God's favor. It's a way of saying, look, I'm putting you first.
And this practice carries right on into the early church too, right? We see it in the book of Acts. It's this thread of continuity that's pretty amazing.
Definitely. I mean, it shows how important this practice was to those first followers of Jesus.
So it's clear, right? Fasting isn't some diet fad. It's not just about empty stomachs. It's a spiritual practice, a way to deepen your relationship with God, to prepare for challenges, to tap into a power that goes beyond ourselves.
It's about aligning yourself with God's will, about surrendering to something bigger than yourself. It's a powerful tool, no doubt.
So I guess the question is, what does that look like for us today? I mean, if it's about aligning with God's will, could fasting lead us outward too? To act differently, to fight for justice, to love our neighbors better. I mean, that's a deep dive I think we all need to take.
Food for thought, right? How do we take this ancient practice and make it relevant in our modern world? And how do we make sure it's not just about inward piety, but about transforming ourselves and the world around us?
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. We hope you enjoyed it. And we hope it sparked something in you. Something to think about. Something to wrestle with. Until next time.
Keep seeking. Keep exploring.
And keep the conversation going.